He's Rob Ellis. I'm Glenn Mack now. 215-592-9494. Phillies Cardinals later today. All right. So I got something I want to run by you that I've been kind of marinating on for a while, Rob. And I want your opinion. I definitely want Kyle Quinn's opinion because he is younger than us. And this kind of came to me when I was with my kids. I've been on vacation, and so we're up north, and we got the kids, and I'm trying to watch the Phillies games and so on. I can't get all of the games, so in some games I'm reduced to just watching the highlights, and it's driving me crazy because I feel like I'm not getting the context of all the game. And so I'm talking to my son about that, and he says, "Wait, Dad, you still watch the whole game?" And I said, "Well, yeah, that's what you do. You watch the game." And he kind of snarks and goes, "Nobody I know watches the whole game." And I assume he's just talking about baseball. But then we get into talking about the NBA and, in fact, the championship round, the finals, which had the lowest ratings of any NBA finals in the last, I think it's like 22 years or something. And they, you know, big market teams should have had a good audience, big name players. And the report I saw afterwards said the reason that the ratings are way down is because younger fans, I'm reading this off the thing, prefer to watch highlights, TikTok, Instagram, Instagram Reel. I don't even know what that is. YouTube, people under 25, and to a large extent, people under 35, consume sports, basketball and baseball, and hockey more so than football, off of watching highlights on social media. That's what they want. It's why the NBA Finals had the lowest ratings in years. I was flabbergasted. Well, maybe I wasn't. Maybe I shouldn't be. And I got all kinds of numbers and studies to back this up, and I really want to hear from people of different age groups, right? If you're 50 plus, do you sit down and watch games? If you're under, do you watch highlights? But Rob, I'll start with you. I mean, is this a thing?
I think it's a thing, Glenn, and I think it absolutely breaks down in generational, you know, lines here. I will say this: I don't think, and we'll get Kyle's opinion on this, and he'll represent the 20 somethings. But I don't think this applies to the NFL nearly as much as it does the other sports. I think people sit down and just for example, watch Eagles games of any age, virtually in their entirety. I would say this absolutely applies to the Phillies. I think it applies to the winter sports and the Phillies, certainly baseball and hockey and basketball, way more than it does football.
Look, okay. Yeah, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, for me personally, I have zero desire to just watch a highlight of a game. I feel like I'm missing so much. Like when I did my morning TV show, Breakfast on Broad, we were on at 6 a.m.
And a fine show that was.
Thank you. I appreciate it. But I would stay up and still watch the games like a lunatic. I mean, I'd be on 2 hours sleep. But I couldn't do it. I couldn't just wake up, look at a highlight, and read a game story. I felt like I was missing the essence of what it was. But I see the way my son watches sports on his tablet. Now, he's a Sixer lunatic, so he won't miss a Sixers game. But he has no problem watching highlights of the other teams and the other sports.
Well, and I also think there may be a difference between the team you really, really root for and just the other
True.
Teams. Now, you mentioned Eagles games. Yes, Eagles fans watch Eagles games, and I believe they watch them in their entirety because it's not a game, it's an event. There's 16 of them a year. Well, no, there's not. There's 17.
Right.
God almighty. Or maybe more, you hope, if they make the playoffs.
We're going 18 soon.
Yeah, yes, I know. Whatever it is.
They played 18 last year.
But yes, they did. It is still an event that you plan your week around. Do you think your basic Philadelphia sports fan says, "Oh, Sunday night football, I'm going to sit down for the next 3.5 hours and watch the Chargers against the Patriots"?
That's a good question. The other thing I would throw into this is the gambling aspect of it and in-game betting, which I think would keep people more tuned into an entire game rather than just a highlight. But I still say with the NFL, even out of town, that would be more. But I for sure think that would apply. Like, I think it's a great measuring stick. What's interesting to me, Glenn, about this is they're still giving out these monster TV deals. And I know things are going towards streaming, but the networks may not be this afraid of it.
I got numbers on that I'll get to in a minute because I don't understand any aspect of that. I really would like to pull people in on this. 215-592-9494 if you have a thought on this. All right, Kyle, how old are you, Kyle?
I'm 26.
All right, you're a pup, right?
Yes.
So where do you line up on this?
Well, I think it's really the generation below me
there's a generation below.
Yeah, there's a few actually, Glenn.
Wow.
So you might,
really?
Sorry to inform you of that. So I probably got like my first cell phone when I was like a young teenager. These kids nowadays, they're getting them, you know, when they're like 6, 7, I don't know, like 9 maybe.
No,
kids. Oh, well, some kids are. No,
six. Nobody's getting a cell phone at 7.
All right, not 6, but like but they'll have like an iPad or something, some sort
it's
of
true.
Screen.
Yeah, that's very true.
A screen that they're looking down at, right?
They'll have a device. Yeah.
Yeah, but I agree with Rob that I think football is an entirely different animal, and the gambling has a lot to do with it. But fantasy football also, more than anything, people are still, you know, locked in, paying attention for their guys. Baseball and basketball, though, yeah, I could easily see a kid checking out on one of those games. I think the thing is, it's not just sports, guys. It's really everything. I mean, it's an instant gratification era that we kind of live in, right? You have Twitter. People are only consuming bits, and then they move on to the very next thing. That's why highlights on YouTube, I think, are perfect for kids that age. Now, here's where football, I think, separates itself. They have Red Zone, right, which is like perfect for the attention span.
It's crack. It's crack for the attention
of those young kids. So you're not there's no downtime between all the plays, like in baseball and in basketball when they're calling timeouts and stuff. Like Red Zone, you're getting play after play after play. So that, I think, is easier to keep a younger guy's attention there. But otherwise, I mean, it's hard to sit there. And kids don't watch baseball to see the little intricate games between the pitcher, the mind games between the pitcher and the batter anymore, right? Like, they just want to see the ball go blasted 450 feet. I can sort of enjoy the little mind games, so I watch for that. I can enjoy the downtime between baseball because I know what's kind of going on. But for the kids, I mean, you know, they couldn't care less. They want to see what somebody tweeted about what Kyle Schwarber, you know, that Kyle Schwarber, it's a home run. They want to see what all their favorite sports guys are tweeting about Kyle Schwarber's home run instead of waiting to see, you know, what the next guy's doing in the box.
Or the bat flip or whatever the handshake is after the home run.
Or the exit velo, you know, just stupid stuff like that. So it's a really like instant gratification, quick hit type of era,
right?
I think is what it is.
Allow me to say that I in fact plead guilty to some of this. And when you talked about how people consume life on Twitter, I do that. I mean, I do that with my news. I subscribe to the Philadelphia Inquirer and the New York Times, and I got stacks of it at home from floor to ceiling because I always think, I'm going to read this later. And then I get all my news on Twitter. And by the end of the day, it's like I'm not going to sit down and read a 100-inch article because I already saw it 15 times on Twitter. And I think baseball is the extreme of this because we can agree that baseball is long. And I think the product these days is by and large boring. And, you know, the Phillies are playing great, which has everybody in Philly watching it. But by and large, a baseball game is not a very exciting product these days. But the NBA and the NFL, let me give you guys some more numbers. This was a 2021 study commissioned by Variety, which is the big showbiz publication. Variety found that, and this is fans age 18 to 34, right? So Kyle's kind of right in the middle of that. 48% of NFL fans, 54% of NBA fans, and 58% of Major League Baseball fans prefer watching highlights of their favorite sports over full games. That's half of NFL watchers, which I guess could be Red Zone. It's 54% of NBA watchers, while only 20% of NFL fans over 39 feel the same way. Almost half of NBA and MLB supporters in the same demographic agree with their younger peers. Nobody's watching the games.
Yeah.
Nobody's watching the games. I read this. There's an article by the guy who did the study, and he said, this is the TikTokification. It's a good word. In a way of sports, wanting smaller bits, shorter segments, highlights. Even with declining viewership, the NFL, and this relates to what you said, Rob, earlier, the NFL signed a number of media rights deals with broadcasters like Amazon, NBC, CBS, and others. This story is from 2021. Collectively, these deals were worth $113 billion over the next 11 years. That's more than a decade away. Given what we're seeing, given all that, doesn't it seem a mistake for the broadcaster to just kind of sign that big money, those big money deals?
Yeah, I just wonder if they're out of touch, if it does, if the bubble doesn't burst at some point and advertisers don't read what you're reading, Glenn. I don't quite get why that there's still that number. Now, some of those are streaming services, which are a little bit of a different way to consume things for sure. But I don't know. Is this any different than what we're getting in society in general? Sports are always a reflection of society. We don't have the same attention span, which means people can't sit through 2.5-3 hours of anything, let alone a sporting event. And that's one of the reasons why Twitter, I'm going to scroll through it. I'm not going to sit there and read the New York Times in-depth piece about global warming. So I think a lot of it is a straight reflection of what's going on in our world and our life in 2022.
Let me ask you a question. You're watching an NBA game. You're watching the NBA semifinals, mm-hmm. okay? Which weren't very good this year. There were a lot of blowouts in the NBA playoffs. But whatever. And you're watching the NBA finals. Does Rob Ellis have one hand on the remote control, kind of going back and forth during slow time so that you can keep up with the old man or whatever other show you're watching?
Mm-hmm.
That was a question.
Oh, I thought you meant one hand on my phone. Am I on the remote?
One hand. Well, you may on the phone as well. You got two hands.
Yes. If it's not the Sixers.
I watch every damn thing with my phone in my hand looking at stuff.
So do I. Unfortunately, I eat that way, too, a lot of times.
Yes. And you have a wife who probably is as excited about it.
Oh, she's thrilled. Yeah. It's great. It's great for conversation.
Can we put down the phone spend time together?
Well, that and, if the kids see you doing it, they're going to do it, too.
Right.
But, no, I agree with you 100%. If it's the Sixers, I'm probably just completely locked in. But if it's Golden State and the Celtics and it's an 8-point game, yeah, I'm seeing what Jeff Bridges is doing, mm-hmm. and the old man. So, yeah, I'm guilty as well. Look, I'm not going to sit here and pretend like I'm, this patient guy who could sit through everything. I've become homogenized to what this world is, too. I still like watching games. Look, Glenn, I'm the sucker who will just I'm their target audience because I watch consume a ton of it and I'm different. I know I am, and I'm not the way things are now. I get it. It has trended the other way.
It's definitely trended the other way, and we want to ask this. I mean, this is a different topic than we usually address, and you can bring up any of the other things that we have or will talk about. But I'd really love a couple of people to just weigh in on this, of whatever age group you are, and ask you the question. How do you watch games anymore? Do you still watch games? Do you prefer highlights to games? Do you, wait until the morning or, check 11:30 at night before you go to bed? Let's get the highlights of all the games, which are, God, you can get them all and they're great and I can consume the whole thing in 20 minutes. By the way, you know who started all this? The guilty party. If it is guilty, I don't want to put a value judgment on it, but you know who started this whole thing?
ESPN with SportsCenter?
ESPN, that is correct.
But I still say, maybe ignorance is bliss. If you aren't watching a game, you're not picking up on a lot of stuff that's going on.
Yeah, but not everybody feels the need to.
I think
you're in the business. You have to.
True. Very true. I think baseball is probably number one on this trend list. And I would say football would
haven't
would,
we suffered enough?
Would fall last. But your point about baseball is right. People can say whatever they want. It's not as aesthetically pleasing as it was. It is an all or nothing game that's become about middle relief, which is the least sexiest thing on the face of the earth.
Yeah, it's about strikeouts and home runs.
Right.
Let's get Mike in Exton and see what he thinks about this. Hey, Mike.
Hi, guys. I definitely went in on this. I've reverted back to listening to sports on the radio. There's too many commercials, and these people on TV talk way too much.
Well, hold on. There's no more. Are there any fewer commercials on radio?
It's an easier to listen. I only listen to Philly sports. That's for me. I mean, it's hard even getting through an Eagles game. I remember watching the Thursday night football game with Brady, and I had to go listen to Merrill.
Well, I can't fault you there. There are times where the national broadcast just don't know as much about your team. And you are better off. Glenn, I'll tell one other thing on this.
Yeah, he's bringing up a valid but separate issue.
Yeah, sort of a different deal. But I will say this, and this is sort of touches on what he mentioned. I don't know if you remember this game. Remember the Phillies played that that early 12 o'clock game. Was it against the Nats? It was the Amazon Peacock game. You remember?
Yes,
that?
I did not watch that on television.
Okay, but, yes. it was a challenge to listen to the broadcast. They're trying to go in this direction, and in fact, last week I think they didn't even have announcers. Believe it or not.
Yeah, there was a game in Detroit.
Right.
Yeah.
It's become more of sort of like talk show as opposed to play by play. And the problem that you have is they put Ruben Amaro there with Kevin Franson, who certainly has a knowledge of the Phillies. There's no doubt, but he does Nats games now, and Jason Benintendi, who does national stuff in the White Sox. But he clearly didn't know, like he mentioned, again, Real Muto, clearly one of the, you know, probably the greatest catcher in baseball right now. No, he's not. You haven't been watching the Phillies all year, yeah, if you're saying that.
You get that a lot with the national games. But that, again, it's a different issue, and I don't think that's not why people are watching it, because we're talking about local broadcasts.
Yeah.
We're talking about all of the sports. I'm not talking about the fact that I have to suffer through Alex Rodriguez, although that's, that, again, separate but very viable issue.
Yeah.
Well, let's see what people think. 215-592-9494. He's Rob Ellis. I'm Glenn Mack. Now hit us up on 94WIP. And it's time for me to talk to you and tell you that the summer heat means it's that time of year to crank up the AC and keep your home cooling more efficiently. And to help save you money on high energy bills, I suggest you go Gaida and finally replace those old, drafty, inefficient windows and doors with the great people at Gaida Door and Window. Right now, Gaida is offering the biggest discounts of the year with their big 40% off summer sales event on all expertly installed windows and doors.